Jack's health was an unspoken concern around the marina. Marge, a woman with short, frizzy hair and clothes covered with a perpetual array of colorful flecks and smudges from paints, dyes, and other artistic endeavors, kept an eye on Jack, usually at a relative distance. Marge lived in a sailboat alone, not too far upstream from Jack's place. She came into the office occasionally to let Chad and Rick know how he was doing. Marge was helpful to a number of the older tenants at the marina, including Jack. After returning one afternoon from a trip to get Jack's haircut, a trip that had turned into late breakfast followed by shopping, she came to the store and said, "Jack kept adding whiskey to my coffee this morning at McDonald's. Now my day is going to be shot. I ruined 2 canvases already." Later that afternoon, she stopped by again. "Jack's out on his deck, sleeping in the sun. I think someone should go check on him. Chad, would you mind?" As kind as she was, even Marge had had her fill of Jack for the day. No one else wanted to check on him, so Chad agreed to. He wasn't sure which would be worse, waking him up or not being able to. On the pretense of checking leaky abandoned trawlers in the lower marina down near Jack's place, Chad stood at a distance until he was sure he could see Jack's chest moving. Jack opened one eye and then closed it again. "You can stop checking on me, kid," he said. "You can start stopping right now." Chad started to apologize. Jack opened both eyes. "You're the kind of guy that needs Cliff's Notes, aren't you? Let me make it simple. Get the fuck out of here." When Chad returned to the marina store, Marge was there, waiting by the door. "Well," she asked, "he seems all right, but I think he's running mostly on fumes." Marge looked at Chad questioningly. "Oh, dear, did you wake him up?"